This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Welcome to the Closing Market Report for Friday, March 30th, 2007. It's Planning Intentions and Quarterly Grains Stocks Report Day. We'll look at their impact on futures in just a few moments with Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. And later this half hour, we'll look at the cash grain market with Bruce Bostard of the Ludlow Farmers Co-op in Ludlow, Illinois. And University of Illinois agricultural economist Daryl Good will provide his breakdown of the USDA reports. And we'll round out the broadcast with the latest two-week weather outlook for the Corn Belt. It's also AM 580's Spring Pledge Drive. Now, more than ever, we need your support of AM 580 Agriculture. Go to your phone now and call at 217-244-9455 with your $100 pledge. Your dollars allow us to provide timely analysis of the markets that help in your marketing decisions. And they'll allow us to expand this agricultural service on your behalf. 217-244-9455 is the number to call.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Friday afternoon, prices settled like this in Kansas City. May wheat, 456 and a half, down 15 and three quarters. July, 460 and a half, down 14 and three quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat, 438, down 23. July, 453 and three quarters, down 21 and a quarter. September, 469, down 16 and a half. May corn, 374 and a half, down 20. The July, 385 and a half, down 20. September, 381 and a quarter, down 20. And the D's, 383 and a half, down 20 as well. May soybeans, 761 and a quarter, down 17. July, 778, down 15 and a quarter. August, 783, down 16. November, 805, down 15. May soybean meal, 211.80, down 6.80. May soybean oil, 32.48, down 49. At the Merck, April feeders, 108.75, up 252 and a half. April live cattle, 97.60, up 122 and a half. And April lean hogs, 63.85, up 35 on the day. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Go ahead and start on the Merck side and give us the most pertinent facts out of the Hogs and Pigs report, which was out at 2 o'clock.
You bet. Pretty normal numbers, well within estimates, Dave. All Hogs and Pigs, 101.2, kept for breeding, 100.9, and kept for marketing, 101.3. Kept for breeding number at 100.9, right in the numbers and range of what we had put on the Dow Jones estimates. So looks like we're still under a little bit of expansion, but producers and farrows have probably trimmed a little bit. So we'll need to watch pigs per litter numbers for this spring. Did note the 180 pounds and over was 104%, so we might have a little bit of a weaker bias towards the front-end futures as we start the morning Monday.
All right, let's turn our attention to the Chicago Board of Trade, where this morning we had the planning intentions report, the prospective plantings report. In corn, 90.454 million acres, and traders deemed that bearish enough to lock limit down all the way out to July of 2008, and that's where it stayed all day long. Based on what you're seeing over the weather and what traders might mull over the weekend, where do we come back on Monday?
Well, today had an added, bonus feature to it. If you're a bear, the Dow Jones people had called a couple times today and talked to us, and it sounded like CNBC was in the corn pit quite a bit, and the Wall Street Journal website had the corn report on its front page with an in-depth analysis as well. So it looked like that the politics and the report both kind of came together, because President Bush and President Lula from Brazil are going to be meeting in Camp Data this weekend. They're going to talk about Venezuela, the Doha Round, and ethanol. It's widely speculated. So probably a report and the politics of the market caused us to get hit so hard and stay down so hard all day long. Our mindset goes back to what happens between now and Sunday night in the weather front. You know, the corn, the key for it Sunday night and next week will be, will the weather over the weekend shift the market psychology that this 90.4 million won't get planted, that that's the biggest number that we're going to have for us to have to put into the supply and demand sheets, balance sheets this whole year. I can tell you firsthand, we've talked to the floor many, many times today, and we did not hear anything like that at all, Dave, that the idea is, generally speaking, that we can plant 90 million acres regardless of fertilizer, regardless of seed, and regardless of weather. So we believe there is some disconnect up there in Chicago right now, and we suspect that based upon some of our Illinois clients we talked to today, some of our Northwest Ohio clients we talked to today, there's some real frustration now. Even though we've had good prices, still have good prices, why would the trade want to go lower on this big report number when you see all the rain and the cooler weather coming in? So that's something that we have yet to contend with, and we're, our mindset and our consultation with our clients is, let's pick it up again Monday and just let today lie.
And the soybeans, it held up fairly well despite what was going on in wheat and corn. In fact, at one point, Novi's were on the positive side before settling back on the day. And if you look at the weekly charts and you look at the short-term line, that line not really invaded.
No, that's exactly right. You had a nice day. You got to give it a moral victory in the November, closing above $8, and you've got 8 cents above the 50-day moving average for a closing settlement for the week. One of the keys that we noted and late in the day, because like you said, there was some real strength in that bean complex, but again, one of the contacts from the Newswire services called about specifically bean oil, and we talked about bean oil for probably 20 or 25 minutes, and bean oil was making new highs at that point. So later in the day, however, there was a huge amount of profit taking. I don't know volume numbers, but huge in terms of the price change. We actually saw May and July bean oil go down and make new daily lows, actually come close to taking out yesterday's lows, ending up down almost 50 points for a settlement. That's a key for the beans next week. We're going to walk into Sunday night and Monday wondering if the bean oil takes the technicals, the short-term technicals at face value, which are negative with the stochastics and RSIs and some of today's closing bias, and if that bean oil heads lower, will the beans be able to diverge from the corn and wheat trade like it was trying to earlier? Because like you said, it was handling itself by itself, handling it on its own today, given the bad performance in the wheat and the corn, until that bean oil went severely negative. So this week's trade could have very well been founded somewhat, and the strength founded somewhat upon that bean oil. So we'll be watching for that big time next week.
So what advice have you been giving producers today? I imagine you had a number of people calling in who were a little bit panicky.
Yeah, you know, we like the July call still. We would say to people that have nothing sold in the corn at this point that, that we don't think it's all over with, but that doesn't mean you go ahead and go ahead and get started on your hedging and replace with some July calls. If people want to move out to December calls, that's fine too, because we noted that the December calls lost almost double what the July calls did today, or at least two-thirds. So I think that's where you can certainly come in and replace with some limited risk and have a good situation for reownership in place in case there are planning delays. I think what we're trying to consult with our clients on is, let's go back to value level analysis. We believe that the fair value in the corn and the December futures is between 355 and 360 as we head into this planting. For November beans, we feel like the fair value is around that January low, I think from the 25th, Dave, of about 750. Until more is known about acres there too. That's a lot farther down, you know, respectively than the corn. So our mindset continues to be, let's take the unlimited risk and the cash position off the table for the beans and replace with calls, because that's where the funds will probably really want to play in the beans harder. You know, one of the things that was very surprising and would make a lot of sense is if the report was taken at face value with the 67 million new crop acres, yet we have 10 to 15 year supply highs in the old crop, the bear spreads probably will be looked very favorably upon in the beans, you know, in the coming weeks.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Good luck with your fund drive, Dave.
Thank you. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for a representative nearest you.
Taking a look at Ed Kuser's two-state forecast tonight. He says mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows ranging from 43 in northeastern Indiana to around 60 in the far south. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, and highs ranging from 55 in northeastern Indiana to near 80 degrees in far southern Illinois. And coming up in just a few minutes, University of Illinois agricultural economist Daryl Good will crunch the numbers for today's USDA reports. But in the meantime, we have a challenge underway, an agricultural challenge, to hear from 75 callers over our fund drive. And when that happens, Jay Pierce, what do we get?
What we get is $1,000. And thanks to Mike Zuzulo and his company, Risk Management Commodities, AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roachag Marketing, they all got together. We have to hear from 75 of you, and they're going to add $1,000 into our till here. Dave.
Yes, sir.
We only have 5 days in this pledge drive.
That's not very many days.
We've only heard from 5 ag listeners today.
We need a ag wave right now.
You know, we're going to have to hear to stay on track from 20 today, 20 Monday, 20 Tuesday, and then at least 10 during commodity week or 15, you know, well, 10 more during commodity week. We've got to do that. We've got to get this 75 mark and get this $1,000 in. So today, okay, here it is, and we only have this 15 minutes or so to do it. We got to get at least 15 calls at 244-9455. 15 calls. Make yours the first, 244-9455, area code 217, or you can call toll-free, 866-779-9455. But remember the number, 244-9455, area code 217, if that's easiest for you, or 866-779-9455. We got to get 15 calls here. We got one coming in now. We need 14 more. We have to stay on target to meet this challenge, Dave, because it is so important that when people make a challenge like this and they say, you know, we're going to put $1,000 up, to hear from just 75 people mm-hmm. who use this service. And Dave, you and I go over the numbers constantly. We know that there are at least 12,000 people who listen to our agricultural programming on the radio. How many more on the web?
Well, at least twice that, Jay.
At least twice that on the web. That's like 30,000 people using the agricultural service. We're looking for 15 of you right now at 244-9455 who will be willing to step up, join together. By coming together, we make all of this programming possible. 244-9455. How much? $100 is easy to say. You'll get a baseball, an ag baseball hat if you want. Just tell the operator, I want that ag hat. You'll also get the member card. You'll be helping to meet this $1,000 challenge. You'll be helping to provide this agricultural service that's so important to you and thousands of others throughout the area. You need to step up to the phone and call 244-9455 and support this thing that you value.
We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card.
For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. We're joined in studio on a Friday morning just after the USDA released the prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks reports on March 30th by Daryl Good, Extension Ag Economist. Good morning to you, Daryl.
Good morning, Todd.
USDA now says there will be 15% more corn acre this year than there was last year at 90.5 million acres. And a very large increase in the state of Illinois, something north of 14%, close to 15%.
Exactly, 1.6 million acres more than planted last year. In terms of absolute magnitude, that would be the largest state-by-state increase, not percentage-wise, but the most acreage coming in Illinois, followed by Iowa, 1.4. So we're getting a 3 million acres increase in Illinois and Iowa. We look at Indiana, another big increase there. So much of the increase is coming right in the heart of the Corn Belt, as we anticipated it would. Percentage-wise, while the numbers are quite small, percentage-wise, the biggest increase is coming in the Southeast this year as they move out of other crops towards the higher-priced corn. So geographic patterns, again, about as expected.
Yeah, as you look at those, some of those numbers were pretty amazing in the southern states. Yeah. I think Arkansas was at 256% of the previous year. But really, it's Illinois, Iowa, and Indiana where the bulk of those acres are going to be. And that probably says a whole lot more about that big number in total and how many bushels it represents, I would think.
Right. There's been some talk about, you know, with the regional shift in acreage, if we're replacing cotton with corn, would that be significant in trying to influence U.S. average yield? Certainly the acreage numbers there are small enough that that kind of shift it would not be a significant influence on U.S. average yield. So at this juncture, with almost 90.5 million acres planted, you would expect to harvest, 83.2 million a trend yield. We're looking at a 12.7 billion bushel crop. Most of us have been thinking we needed maybe, you know, somewhere in the low 12s as a crop in 2007 to keep up the pace of ethanol expansion. This says, you know, 12.7 billion. And with feed use apparently being reduced as we move through this high price period, on the surface, this certainly points to an ample supply of corn for 2007-08, obviously subject to what kind of growing season we see this year.
Let's stay with the acreage just a bit. You added all the numbers up, and it appears USDA, or at least the farmers, have decided to plant maybe a little bigger fields than they used to.
Right. This spring intentions doesn't cover every minor crop in the U.S., but for all the crops that are included in this report, excluding hay, these intentions would be almost 3.3 million acres more than seeded last year to all crops. Also saw about a 2.2 million acre increase in the estimate of harvested acreage of hay this year. So total says we found 5.5 million acres of cropland compared to last year. This kind of reverses a trend that we'd been seeing cropland acres erode over time. On the surface, again, this suggests that high commodity prices means that we plant all available acres to something, and that certainly seems to be the case in 2007.
Darrell, we appreciate you being with us.
My pleasure, Todd.
Extension Ag Economist from the University of Illinois, Darrell Good. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Good afternoon. This is AM 580 Agricultural Director Dave Dickey. We're in the midst of a pledge drive. Every week we receive these little notes from people through the email that they enjoy our programming, including this one from someone in Danvers who says, although I enjoy other programs at WILL, the agricultural programming and information helps me with my work and is of the utmost interest to me. We hope it's of the utmost interest to you. If it is, go to your phone right now at 217-244-9455 and pledge your financial support to WILL Agriculture. Jay, we had a little flurry of phone calls there.
Yeah, it was good, too. Our fourth call coming in right now, and I heard the phone operator comment that this is a new friend of WILL joining. We would like to thank a couple of friends who have been with us and been good supporters for re-upping and Dan Chambers from Hammond, Illinois, and James Alleman from Kankakee. We want you to join them now in putting your money where your values are. If you value the information you get from our agriculture program, and you need to know that over $1 out of every $3 it costs to do this comes from you, and it's only going to be as good as you help us to make it. When you call 244-9455 and pledge $40, $75, $100, $250, whatever you can fit into your budget, whatever you feel comfortable with, the important thing is that you say, you know what, yeah, you guys do have a great service. I know that between the air and the web there are, you know, 10, 12, 15, 20, 25,000 people using this service. How many are willing to step forward and help support it? You're making it possible for many, many others to get the value out of this service when you call 244-9455. We all come together to make this work. The agricultural community and agribusiness, it's a very special part of this area, and we're pleased to be able to provide this service. We want to be able to do even more, and we will. Call 244-9455. We had an online listener in Naperville. I don't even know what they grow in Naperville. What is this, this person growing soybeans in her backyard in suburban Chicago? But for whatever reason, listening to the agriculture programming, wanted to call in and support what WILL does. That's great. Now it's time for you. You know, if you make an $80 or more contribution, just tell the operator you're supporting agriculture. You want that ag baseball hat. It's an awesome hat.
You can, got one on right now.
Oh, man, and you can go out to your elevator and show people, hey, I'm supporting WILL and all they do for the agricultural community on the air and online, 244-9455. Or let me give you a toll-free number, 866-779-9455. We're trying to meet a $1,000 challenge from AgriGold, Bates, Roach, and Risk Management Commodities. And as soon as we get 75, we have decided that we need to hear from 11 more. 11 more during the closing market report, Dave. That's in the next 7 minutes.
That's
we
right.
must do this to stay on track to meet this $1,000 challenge. Step up. Be part of it. Come together with us. Together we will make it happen. Again, Dave, that telephone number, 244-9455. Our area code 217. We take credit cards. And what could be easier?
Let's go ahead and take a look at our cash grain market report with Bruce Bostard of the Ludlow Co-op in Ludlow, Illinois. Good afternoon, Bruce.
Good afternoon. I'll try and go fast so people can get on the telephone.
Well, that would be grand. And I'm going to just put it where the rubber hits the road and ask you, based on all the numbers that you crunched today, what does it mean for basis for corn and soybeans over the next month?
I guess I'm looking at the old crop corn, and I've got a mixed bag there. On the surface of it, it says, okay, we've got plenty of corn, and we're not worried about it. But this should basically dry up new crop cash movement for a while here. So we might see kind of the reverse, see the basis actually come back a little bit on the old crop as nothing is happening out there. You know, this morning, everything ran, of course, and take a while to adjust it. Digest it and see what's happening. But I think this will shut off old crop movement and force it to where basis has to generate any additional sales. New crop, it's going to put the pressure on that and say, okay, we're going to handle more bushels pending weather, and we should see some continued basis pressure out there and maybe widen spreads out as a result.
And what about the wheat? Is the wheat going to help support corn at all at this point forward or not?
Oh, I don't know that it will, or if they'll just trade, you know, kind of divorce themselves from right now and trade separately.
Okay, your prices today, sir.
Well, these are including 16 cents protection off the synthetics, 331 on nearby corn. Beans, we've got 13 cents protection in them off the synthetics at 335.
Thank you much, Bruce.
Thank you.
Bruce Bostard of the Ludlow Farmers Co-op in Ludlow, Illinois.
With this look at AM 580 News, I'm Tom Rogers. The University of Illinois says it plans to keep ownership of the Chief Illiniwek name and logo. Meanwhile, the U of I has released its timeline to end distribution of T-shirts and other items with the Chief name and logo. Manufacturers will have until April 16th to make new items until the end of the year to ship them. However, a spokesman with the Department of Intercollegiate Athletics says retailers would still be able to sell what they have in stock beyond then. A University of Illinois administrator is a candidate for the presidency of Western Michigan University. The school in Kalamazoo lists the dean of the U of I's College of Business, Avijit Ghosh, as a finalist for the position, as well as John Dunn, the interim chancellor of Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. A Southern Illinois state senator is vowing to push ahead today with his plan to roll back and freeze electric rates for 1 year. State lawmakers are continuing to negotiate with utility officials over millions of dollars in relief for consumers whacked by soaring electric rates. Some Democrats hope the negotiations will produce an agreement later today, but Senator Gary Forbee says he's still planning to call his freeze bill for a vote unless an agreement is reached. The Champaign County Nursing Home is getting a $300,000 cash infusion from the county, but this time it hopes to pay the money back. The home is operated chronically in the red, but its director expects the financial picture to get brighter now that it's operating in a new and more efficient facility. The nursing home is also implementing cost-cutting procedures from a consultant. Director Andrew Buffenbarger says he may know as soon as next month how well the changes are working on the nursing home's bottom line. An alliance of healthcare groups will address the need for dental care among low-income residents in Champaign and Urbana. Starting next week, the Adult Dental Access Partnership will accept Medicaid patients referred by the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. Champaign-Urbana's Public Health District will see patients for 8 hours a week. Funds from Carle Foundation Hospital have purchased a mobile dental unit, but those behind the partnership hope to find the funding for additional staff in order to serve patients 5 days a week. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Dave Dickey. We're in our spring pledge period, and it's just about last chance, Texaco, to get in on support of the closing market report for this week. Jay Pierce, a challenge underway. How are we doing?
$1,000 challenge, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to get seven more calls in today to stay on track on this one, Dave. We have eight ag calls in. We need seven more. That'll be 15 for this closing market report, and we'll stay on track toward the 75 we'll need to get the $1,000 from AgriGold Hybrids, Bates Commodities, Roach Ag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities, who know how valuable this programming is to you. So not only do they underwrite, do they come on and do analysis, do they provide support to us in other ways, they're going to put $1,000 in the till to help keep this service strong as soon as they hear from 75 of you. And, you know, we're going to be at least 20 or 25 on the way toward that by the time we get done. Just keep the phones ringing at 244-9455. We want to welcome Steve and Kathy Schilling of Monticello,
new friends
of WILL. Bob
welcome
Morris
aboard.
Of Chrisman. We got a call coming in from Morris. Let me see if we can read the name on there. Yeah, we can. Okay, it's Terry and Carol's. I think it's Segerbrook.
Thank you very much.
Calling in from Morris. Call now, 244-9455. Seven more calls to go, and we are going to stay on track to meet this important $1,000 challenge. But we're down to the wire here, so you got to get the phone going right now. Support agricultural programming on WILL. Cast your vote. Make your pledge. 217-244-9455. Let's get some phones ringing as we go into the weather and wrap this thing up.
You are indeed right. We are going into the weather. Joining us now for a look at the agricultural forecast is Steve Hilberg, director of the Midwestern Regional Climate Center in Champaign. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Dave.
I'm going to just put it right out to you. What is the two-week forecast like for the Corn Belt?
Well, it's interesting to say the least. We're going to stay fairly mild and wet here for the next few days, but some big changes ahead. This is springtime, and this is weather we've had. It's been rather unusual for this early in March. Well, we're at the end of March now, but this kind of warm weather we usually don't see until later April. But about middle of next week, we're going to see a real shocking change back to much cooler weather. And temperatures basically from Wednesday on out for the rest of that week and probably into the following week are going to be normal to well below normal. So about this time next week, we may be having trouble getting out of the low 40s in terms of high temperatures, which is pretty well below normal for this time of year. So I would say the big news is a big change coming up here about midweek.
Does that mean that we're going to have some problems with net drying in some areas? It's a little bit on the wet side.
Yeah, it is. It's been very interesting to look at the March rainfall pattern. It's been very spotty in a way. The heaviest has been a band across central Illinois into central Indiana because earlier in the month, that's where the fronts were stalling out and we're getting the heavy thunderstorms, but still fairly dry now in the south. They haven't had a whole lot of rain until today, but there will be some problems probably drying out. The one good thing is, I think, with the change to cooler weather, it will be drier. The humidity and dew point will be lower, and it should be a little breezier, so we should start being able to mix that air up and get some drying done that way.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Okay, Dave.
That's Steve Hilbert, director of the Midwestern Regional Climate Center. Jay Pierce alongside. He's run in from the other place where
yeah.
he was.
I want to make
in
sure
Clyde
I got
Central.
On before you got done because I got a bulletin here that we got to get on. Okay, we need two calls at 244-9455. We're going to meet, you know, the 15 we wanted this half hour. All right, good show wrapping up on a Friday. And it's going to help us toward that $1,000 challenge. But importantly, we got an additional $100 pledge from a woman who called up and said, I am laying down the gauntlet here. I support agricultural programming. I'll add $100 to my contribution to encourage all other women to call in and contribute $100 per household to support agricultural programming on WILL. This is how sure and how adamant and so passionate that some people are who use this agricultural service, Dave, that they will go to all of these lengths to say to you, come on, 244-9455. We've created a great thing. Let's make it even better. We can do it if we come together.
We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Last chance, Texaco. To support the Closing Market Report this week, 217-244-9455. We just need two little calls to meet our goal for the day. We hope that you are indeed one of them. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to join us tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m.